The big deal is watching out for the mucositis, and we have found that using prophylactic miracle mouthwash with hydrocortisone in it. So a steroid mouth rinse 4 times a day. We use the salt and soda. We start with the 10 milligrams. Patients still get the canker sores. We say stop, keep going with your salt and soda. Importantly, keep going with your steroid mouth rinse. We get down to 7.5. They accommodate. Then once they're accommodated, we sneak back up 3 days, 4 days a week to the 10 milligrams. The other day, 7.5. We let them stabilize. Then we go back up to 10, and they do well. So it's very important to try to keep this dose up. Don't be going down to 5 initially, but use the steroid mouth rinses prophylactically and tell them to stop with those canker sores and then let them settle out and then sneak back up there to 10 if they're doing well, because people can have prolonged benefit from this agent, but they must stop at the first signs of canker sores because they can get into serious stomatitis.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of discussions and questions about, I'll ask Hope in a second because of course she's involved with the research. You're involved with everything, it seems like, Hope. But in terms of the toxicity, that even though this is a pill, it's not a walk in the park. I saw Lita and Georgia furiously writing notes as Joyce was talking about the mouthwash and stuff. But can you talk a little bit more, Hope, about clinically? Because, I mean, this drug is probably going to end, maybe is going to be start being used this year. I don't know what your thoughts are about it. But again, how do you prepare the patient for the stomatitis? And what about the pneumonitis?
Yeah, so the stomatitis is an issue. It's interesting. This is the data that was published from the presentation at ESMO, and then the presentation at San Antonio had some updated data, and the objective response rate is close to 12% compared to, about 1.2% with placebo and exemestane. So a big jump, even though it's a low response rate. The stomatitis is a hard thing because there are individuals who get stomatitis and those that don't, and we don't know who they are yet. And, I expect there'll be big uptake of everolimus, and maybe we'll understand that in the future. It probably has to do with the way we metabolize drugs, that some people are more sensitive than others. We don't have randomized data yet that says that if you use a specific type of mouthwash, you get less or more mucositis with everolimus. So I think that these are great options for patients, but we don't yet know actually that the mouthwashes make a difference. Holding and waiting for them to get better, using symptomatic relief and then restarting is probably the single best option. And it does seem like over time people tolerate it better than they do up front. We have dropped, because the protocol dropped from 10 to 5 and then we didn't go back up again, we've dropped to 5 if patients have had mouth sores. And because I've used this in the setting of clinical trials, haven't gone back up again. But the patients who dose reduced in Bolero 2 didn't have any less benefit from everolimus. So we don't even yet know that you have to take 10 versus 5 if you have mouth sores.